Hey there, how are you? I hope you are doing fantastic today. Today we are going to be talking about what to do if you kind of blow a big project or presentation or really just kind of mess up in kind of a big way at work. So stay with me. You are listening to the Career Talk, Learn, Grow, Thrive podcast, where we talk about all things career related. I tell you how it is and we get right to the point. I am your host, Stephanie Dennis. My background is in HR, which is what I have my master's degree in. And also, really great time to mention, this podcast does contain adult language. All right, getting into it here. So obviously, we're all human, right? We make mistakes, whether it's blowing a presentation, blowing a big project, maybe you mess up in a other really significant kind of way. We all do it. We're humans. We make mistakes, right? So first off, number one, just understanding that is really, really important. And just know, like, it sucks. And it's okay for you to feel like, oh, that sucks. Oh my gosh. It's okay to feel whatever feels you have, right? I definitely am a person who thinks, you know, all feelings are valid, even if they don't necessarily come from valid places, right? So someone can have an irrational feeling, and that feeling in of itself is a valid feeling for them to have. Now, the reason behind it, that's more, you know, psychology, and we won't go down that road today, or, you know, maybe not ever on this podcast, but I understand it doesn't feel good. And I know it's also really easy for us to get frustrated with ourselves. So I wanted to make this episode and give you some tips. So getting into it here, number one, take a deep breath. I know it's like very like, well, duh, Steph, I have to breathe. I mean, like, but really though, just take a moment, take a few deep breaths and just try and just calm and kind of, I know it's maybe sounds woo-woo or fluffy to some people, but just try and get into a present state of mind, right? And it's not so much, oh my gosh, I did this, now this, and what if, oh my gosh, be in trouble. What you're trying to do is stop the mental spiral and just getting yourself, you know, in a state of mind where it's like, okay, it happened. What we're going to do about it? Just take a few deep breaths. Even if you haven't messed up something, if you want to take a couple deep breaths with me, it always just feels good, I think. Number two, process the project or process the situation. In like for real though. And what I mean by process is really pick it apart, right? What happened? That's like that Peter Pickle, whatever, pepper thing. Pick it apart. Oh, welcome to the podcast. Anyone who's new. What happened? Why did it happen? Who were the players involved? What was, like, how did you contribute to the situation? What did anyone else contribute to the situation? You're not finding blame. You're not shifting blame. You're not figuring out who's at fault. You're just figuring out the facts, right? And then, okay, you say you process the project. Okay, why did this happen? Why did this happen? And just walk it backwards and figure out, you know, where those core issues are. And I would encourage you, you know, like I said, end to end, process the situation. If you are the type of personality who, hey, if I write this down, I'm going to journal a lot better. Or if journal is a word that makes you feel a certain kind of way, just grab a piece of paper, like grab a pencil, grab a pen, chicken scratch, whatever you want to do. Shred it after if that feels weird to you, just to have your feelings out there. I get that. And ideally you can do, and this isn't always going to happen, but ideally you can have that time to do that before you really have to talk to anyone else about it. And like I said, not always going to be the case, but it always is helpful for you to align with yourself before you have to talk with your boss or talk with a client or HR or whoever it might be. Number three, figure out what went well. Even though we may mess up in a big kind of way at work, generally speaking, there are things that contributed to a situation that were positive. It's going to be very, very rare that all things sucked. Now, if you have a really negative mindset, you may not be able to see the positive. However, that is the point of number three, is to make your brain find what went well, what worked. And then number four, obviously, make that separate list. What did not go well? What didn't work? What questions did you have that you felt like maybe you didn't have the information or the data points that you needed in order to do a thing really well? So again, we're not doing all this for blame to figure out pointing the finger. We're doing this so we can figure out core issues and then create a system to combat those in the future so we don't have to feel this way again. Number five, we're going to ask, how did we prepare? What did you do to make sure that this project was the best it could be? And let's be honest, sometimes it's like, I didn't have time to prepare. I had the kids and the spouse and the significant other and the family members and the dog and the cat and the things and the life and the blah, blah, blah. I get it. And it's like, hey, it blew up because I just didn't have time to prepare. That is valid. And sometimes we're going to prepare like crazy and it's still going to go haywire. So we need to figure that out as well. Number six, what were you unsure about going into it? Doubts, questions, things where you're like, this just doesn't seem right, doesn't feel right, doesn't sit right, this doesn't align. Whatever all of those things are, write them all down. Number seven, what if any outside factors impacted your performance? So even if it was a group project, specifically looking at your performance, this is important, right? If you have to do a huge presentation to an executive leadership team and the presentation is based off of data that you have to get from another person or team and that person's system went down. Again, not to point fingers or like place blame. However, it's context, right? Hey, unfortunately, we're gonna have to reschedule this presentation because I don't have the data because we're having system issues or whatever it might be. Again, not to blame. I don't have the data, right? I'm not saying so-and-so in the data team didn't give me what I need, like, because that's not a professional way to think about it. And it's also not going to help you mentally and professionally grow, but outside factors can impact our performance, and it doesn't even have to be someone at work. Maybe there was an outside factor on your personal life that really just threw you a curveball, and for whatever reason, you like it just messed up your world, you know, maybe for a couple days, and this particular project or presentation happened to land smack dab in the middle of your world being like a complete chaotic mess. I say that lightly because like we've all had our worlds feel like a complete chaotic mess. I mean, hello 2020. Or is it really just welcome to the shit show at this point? I don't know. Anyway, moving on. Number eight, really big, really important. You have to take responsibility and ownership for what happened and your role in it. Number nine, set and create a plan to either redo it or make sure you do better next time. Sometimes we're able to have a second at bat, if you will. And other times we have one at bat and that's it. So if you can redo it, awesome. If not, it's going to be really important for you to create a plan to make sure, a plan or a system or whatever you need to do for you to make sure it doesn't happen again. Number 10, fix what you can. Sometimes even if something goes completely haywire, there are things we can do to fix maybe pieces of it. If the whole cookie fell apart into teeny tiny crumbs, well, cookie's gone. But if you still have half the cookie left, maybe you can work with that. Number 11, share your learnings. This is really important. Oftentimes we will fail at something. Failing, I think, is a positive thing, by the way. So I say fail and some people are like, oh no, not fail. It's a really negative connotation to me. Failing is, it's interesting and it's kind of exciting to me because if I fail at something, I've learned something. How do I do it different? How do I, or maybe just a don't lesson, don't do that, which then allows you to be, okay, got it, roger that. And then you can move on to the next thing that you want to try to accomplish, whatever goal. And now if you are working on independent project, no one else was involved. You don't really have much of a team you work with. That's totally fine. Maybe you share it with your boss or your manager or whoever is accountable or whoever you are accountable to for said project or presentation. Number 12, be honest and transparent. This is a common theme among my episodes. If you've been here for a minute, you probably know that. I am big on honesty and transparency. I think when things get crazy, because I don't even want to say if they do, because they will eventually get crazy, or it will feel like things are out of control. Being honest and being transparent is what makes you a human versus another person at work or another person who is behind the phone of someone I talk to, right? So in the recruiting world, there's been times where it's like, okay, you have 40, 50 roles to fill and you have 40 to 50 hiring managers expecting you to magically fill all their jobs overnight. If you know much about recruiting, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a process and it's usually a long process, the bigger the company, just because there's more hoops to jump through, you know, it is what it is. And so being honest and transparent about that with hiring managers, not to say, oh my gosh, I'm so overworked. Say, I understand this is a priority. This is something I'm focusing on this week. Here's exactly what I'm going to do for you this week. And also I want you to know for context, you know, we just opened up 25 new positions. So hopefully I'm going to get some help soon. And if I'm a little bit delayed in responding to you, that's why, not an excuse for your role to matter less. Some context for you. And so you can be very honest and transparent while still not making another business unit or your client, internal or external, or your boss or your colleagues or whoever, again, you're responsible for this project for, look at that in a negative light. Because sometimes I've heard other recruiters will be like, I'm so overworked. I have like 50 positions. I have no time. And hiring managers are like, well, what the hell? Like, I'll talk to your boss and figure it out. It's like, well, one, it's not that easy, right? And two, like, there are better ways to have that conversation where they may not feel the need to step in and try and fix it for you. Because at the end of the day, they're probably not going to be able to unless they have like a CEO in their title and they can authorize more resources, right? So anyway, moving on, 13, communicate to whoever you need to. Kind of goes back to being honest and transparent, right? Communication is huge in every aspect of life and work, or personal life and work, I should say. So just communicate, be open, be honest, communicate, send updates. Hey, here's what happened. Here's what I'm going to do to fix it. I'll connect with you in a few days, right? Every time there's a problem, even if you look at basic customer service, right? You ship something to a customer for whatever reason, you know, whoever lost your package, and you realize, oh, it's been a week and a half, 2 weeks. They should have gotten that. Let me double check. So you go in, you check the tracking number. Oh, yep. Package is still just, you know, MIA. We don't know where it is. Cool. Thanks. You know, whatever the letters are of the place you decided to pick from. Now I'm going to proactively tell my customer, hey, customer, I am so sorry. I just realized you haven't received your package yet. I checked on it for whatever reason. No updates. I go ahead and submit a case for you. I will let you know what I find out, right? So just communicating along the way and being as proactive as possible in that communication is going to help. And that leads really well into number 14, offer solutions for that post fix, right? So post bad presentation, if that's the example we're using, or post terrible project, after that's done, what are my solutions to fix it now that it's over? This may not always be applicable, but where it can apply, it will speak volumes to your effort, your work ethic, and your ability to grow and do better. Maybe for an example, you did a thing that caused your client to lose $1 million. That's like kind of a big deal, right? Even if that customer is a Fortune 50 company, that's still a big deal. Okay, great. You can fix the problem that caused the issue. However, unfortunately, there's no way of getting that $1 million back. And you need to be in very close communication and offer solutions. Hey, we fix it. Here's what we're going to do. Maybe going forward, whatever service you offer them is $150,000 a year. Guess what? You just got 10 free years of service from us. I don't know if that, like, that's a silly example, and I don't even know if that's possible, but whatever the solution is, right? Number 15, recalibrate your goals. This is really important as well. Sometimes we will work on a project or a presentation. It will go bad and I'm like, well, great. Now I can get my promotion, or awesome. Now I'm going to be, you know, stuck or whatever, for lack of a better word, forever. And that's not the case. You just need to recalibrate. So whatever got you to the point of this presentation that this, you know, promotion hinges on, which usually isn't the case, you should talk to your manager about that. It's like a side comment, a little asterisk. Okay, what got you to the point of being able to do the presentation, right? So just recalibrate your goals. It's not like, oh, it's done and over. Screw everything. No. If you need to recalibrate your goals, maybe you don't. Maybe it's like, cool, try again next week. You know, you don't know. We don't know. We don't know the outcome until you have a conversation. And number 16, do not get down on yourself or be too hard on yourself. Own your mistakes, fix what you can, find a way to make it better next time, and move on. Let it go. Do not dwell on messing up. You are human. You are an amazing human. We are all human and make mistakes. It is okay. Even if someone makes you feel like it's not okay, it is okay to make mistakes. You will make mistakes. It is inevitable. We all make mistakes. I probably make mistakes every day before I even finish my coffee. I'm fine with that. You know? The big part is not letting it get you down, because if it does get you down, obviously that can spiral into a lot of different things. However, you want your mindset as it pertains to your career and you being a professional in this environment that you're in, you want that to be positive. You want that to be motivated. You want to be, you know, how can I go be awesome today at work? Not, oh, it's going to suck today again. You know, it's a different mindset. So own it, let it go. And of course, easier said than done. Totally get that. And I've been there. I promise I have been there. So another episode that could be helpful for you 10/24, 2019, the release date, what to do when you've made a mistake. So again, October 24th of 2019, feel free to check out that episode as well. If you have a question or a topic you want me to cover, let me know. Happy to help. Reach out. Hopefully this is helpful, valuable. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here and listening. I appreciate you so much. You can find more information below. If you have a minute and you're enjoying the show, please leave a rating and or review. I love reading them. I'm very appreciative, and it really does help others find content that they might be needing. You can find me on the socials, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, StephDennis13, Instagram over at Career Talk Podcast. Sometimes, the Career Talk Podcast one is very much about the show, but my other one is just sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's about the show, and sometimes it's just a cute fluffy dog. That is Miss Sophie, so, you know, really dealer's choice, so. We are written, produced, hosted, and edited by yours truly. You are wonderful. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Bye-bye.